Good morning, Holger.
Good morning.
We had a chance to see your beautiful playing on Wednesday in Pitanga. What are you feeling after the concert?
Good feeling. It was very nice. I have not played in Oroville in Pitanga Hall for a while. And it's always pretty nice because the contact with the audience is very close. And I can really say the audience is exceptionally attentive. I was particularly happy this time because there were a couple of kids there which didn't make a sound. In terms of discipline, sometimes it's a little difficult in Oroville, but wow, this time it was really, really nice. And yeah, I guess it was entertaining for all ages.
I believe that you and Matthew assembled together the program. How you decided, I mean, which was the key, which songs you're gonna play?
We usually make a mixture because of the workload with all different things we have to do. There is a limited time for preparation for such things. So usually we take like 3/4 of songs that we do know already. And then we give ourselves some new challenges to make our own repertory bigger. So this time I think we have put 2 or 3 new pieces in, and they worked fine.
The song with name Peacock or something?
Peacock I played with him twice before. Completely new was La Fiesta, the second last piece I played, and also what I practiced just now, and what was the other one? Oh yeah, Nigerian Marketplace.
That was nice.
Exactly, it came out very nice. I was a little worried because I do know it from Oscar Peterson on YouTube, and it's really marvelous, but it's with drums and double bass, which has more attack than my violin when I play bass on it. So, it's grooving really very well in the YouTube video, and I was wondering how we can pull it off. But it came quite nice actually. While playing, I for the first time suddenly understand the title. That marketplace, I could see a whole movie, a scenery where this starts early in the morning, nobody is like in the mood of hard work, and it's a little mist and like that, you know, and then slowly by 11 o'clock it's really hot and thriving. So that I found quite nice image for that song.
You're a violinist, but your instrument is actually what?
The instrument is actually what? There is no ready-made answer for a instrument which is not available ready-made. It's a special instrument by an American violin maker who specialized on electric cellos and violins. And you tell him how you want it and he makes it.
So it was designed for you specially?
Yes. When it sounds like bass, it's just that I pluck the lower strings. Mm-hmm. It goes down to the B flat, that is one full whole tone below the cello range. So I can play bass lines with it, which is the main reason why I wanted it. So I can be a complete duo with a pianist. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, it's just the way I bow and I produce the sound, that I go maybe more harsh and I take a more scratchy nature of the sound. I also work different with a vibrato than a normal classical musician, classical trained violinist normally would do. And then it reminds you of saxophone, but otherwise there is no electronic device or no sampling or no. I didn't even use any effects in that concert. I just did use some reverb. That was all.
You're coming from Germany.
Yeah.
You were a professional violinist there?
Yeah, I was. I came 20 years ago to Auroville, and before I was I studied classical music, and then I was professional violinist for about 7 years, playing a lot, freelance. I was playing in a string quartet most of the time, and the string quartet specialized on playing jazz and own compositions.
What made you to make up your mind and come here to Auroville? What was that turning point, the decision?
I was interested before in spirituality a lot, and then also I met Tina, my partner, and we had kids, so it seemed a very good place to raise children, a little bit protected from strong influences, of the negative influences of the normal society I come from. So that was more on a more surface level, important reason. Meanwhile, the kids are grown up, and I think it was a very good choice. I think it was very good for the children to grow up here, also go to school here. There are some glitches, but all in all, I think that the Aurovillian who work for the schools do a really fabulous job, I find. And then as for the inner development, that was probably the main reason to come here, and I'm still profiting from being in Auroville and having the time and the focus, even if I lose it sometimes, to have the time and the focus to adjust the priorities.
Besides playing violin, what else do you do? Do you work somewhere?
I had a sound studio here for about 7-8 years, which took most of my work power away from the music. And I changed that about 1.5 years ago. I closed the studio, mostly in order to have more time to practice. And that's what I'm doing now.
So we can expect more concert in your future?
I'm playing not very much, because it's difficult if you play a lot of concerts. You're traveling a lot, you're spending a lot of time on traveling and hanging around and being not in your environment where you can practice well and so on. So generally, if I have a concert, say in Bangalore, it cost me, in the end, it cost me 3 days. And then I can, you know, then I can go back to practice. So in order to exploit what you have to learn, what you had learned already, then playing is okay. If you want to actually progress, then playing a lot is not so good. So I appreciate that I do not play so much. Like I want to play maybe 4 concerts per month, per year. That would be probably not enough, because you need, as a musician, the contact with the people, because I'm also playing for the people. I feel when I'm not playing for people for more than 2 months, I'm getting doubts. What am I doing here? Like, nobody is profiting from that. It's just me who is growing, but I don't like that. So that contact to the giving to the society is an important part. But for me personally, it is necessary that I always give fresh things, results of a recent research, not of something I learned 40 years ago. That doesn't satisfy me. So I have to mix that properly. That's one reason. And then there are the financial situation, of course, also, that I have to get the money in here. And there comes that mixture. Sometimes it's a tour, and then I can concentrate for a month on some research. And sometimes it's a regular playing.
But the contact with the people or audience is also to share and to get a feedback, yeah? So from that you can take some energy back, I think.
It is true. The feedback, maybe not in the sense like what is good or what is bad or stuff like that, but the strong feedback, for example, I got on Wednesday is that people are happy after that concert, and that they experienced something which they do not experience when they sit at home and watch a movie on the computer. And also maybe something that they do not experience when they sit together and chat and drink a beer or some casual thing. So something which goes deeper than that. So when I succeed in that, I feel I have I'm a useful member of the society, which is important for me.
Your partner is also in the music, correct?
Tina has been singing a lot and is a quite good singing or a quite good voice teacher. And she has done that for a couple of years a lot, and recently she is concentrating on getting jobs for me, managing, which is very good because I'm very bad at that. And so she goes out and phones and make websites and stuff like that, which is necessary to keep the business also going. She's my manager, yes.
How about children? Is any of them in music?
No. They all like music, they sing, they play. Son has been playing some drums, right now not. But professionally, no interest. From what they saw, it seems to be a pretty hard thing to do, so they are a little smarter and do things that are a little easier.
No, it's not about smartness. I think it's about the love for music, yeah?
It is love for music, but I wouldn't say that they love music less than me. I mean, I couldn't say that. It's another Aurevilian artist said a very good thing. He said, I'm not a painter because I can paint so well. I'm a painter because I have to. It is not, if you are into that, you feel like you have to do that. It's not because it's necessarily so nice or you are so good at it or so. No, it's a real urge. I would not necessarily call that love. It's sometimes love. But it's very often also a need, or sometimes also something compulsory. You have to, because, well, I don't know exactly why. Probably I trace it back to the childhood a lot, that I was admiring violinists so much that there comes a firm decision, I will do that. And then you learn it and you learn it, and never it's like really so good as you thought it would be. But you have to go on, because you are improving all the time. And this is, it's a lifestyle, I would say, a way to live. And it's a fantastic tool in yoga, because you immediately get the feedback from your instrument or from your music, whether you are centered on ego aspects, on shining brilliant and stuff like that, whether you are concentrated, whether you are physically in balance, whether you are emotionally in balance. All this reflects in the violin immediately. So it is a very I find it a very good tool.
How about connectedness with divine?
I don't see that as directly reflected in the sound and the playing. I wouldn't say I have made scientific research on that, but if I'm balanced with myself, I do not necessarily call that in contact with the divine. I think when I'm in contact with the divine, I really don't play violin.
Now, I was just thinking about many times artist is just a tool. It's a channel through which is expressed something which is maybe higher than our emotional or physical balance or something.
Okay, this is right. I believe there are different layers of the personality from which your playing can be presently guided. So it's much like Sri Aurobindo, for example, wrote in this book Future Poetry. He often tells, I think to Nirod Baran, he tells like this poem, this poem's inspiration comes from the illumined mind, and this comes from there and comes from there. So that got me also on the track to see, like, from where am I playing? Personally for me, it's pretty much more normal and average. If I'm not stressed, if I'm concentrated, if I'm calm, I'm more likely to play from higher perspectives. It's the same way from where do you talk, you know? Do you find yourself not so very important? Then you talk from a different level. Then when you want to explain something that you find important, then you are talking from there. This is exactly the same with the playing. Whether that can be called divine, I don't know. Everything can be certainly called divine. But for me, it's a high word to use for my playing. Even when I play music that is, say, Bach, for example, which I practice and love very much, but to say it's divine, I'm not sure. I couldn't say that. So what do I do?
Whatever comes to your mind?
Oh, that.
So you got six strings.
Six strings. Mm-hmm. A. It's the highest, so it's actually more of a viola, starting with the A. Then in fifths down via D and G and C. That would be the viola. Then F and B flat. So the cello's lowest tone is a C. Like that.